Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. And what everybody wants to talk about is Deadpool 2. It is out, and it's amazing, and you need to see it. And, yeah. So, we're going to do a little review. We're going to do a spoiler-free review, and then pause, and then go into all the spoilers, because there are aplenty. The movie, you know, just opened up. As of this recording, it's already done over $300 million, so that's pretty awesome. The story is, without giving too much away, Cable comes back, who is Josh Brolin, who we've been talking about all week here on the show, who is a delightful actor. But Cable comes back, and he's trying to hunt down this kid who is Julian Dennison's Fire Fist. And that's, it's Rusty, you know, from the comics. But it's awesome. Deadpool puts together the X-Force team that, in one of the last trailers we saw, had, who all did it have in it? It had Bedrock and, or no, Bedlam, sorry, Bedlam and Shatterstar and Peter, and Domino. Domino shows up too, so it's really awesome. Vanessa's back, Marina Baccarin, as Wade Wilson's love interest. You also have TJ Miller back as Weasel, but I think he's done with, because all his stuff, I don't think they're going to bring him back anymore. Brianna Hildebrand comes back as Negasonic, and she is awesome, and just one of the highlights of the film, as always. And yeah, so the movie itself, if you like the first one, you'll like this one a lot as well. A lot more jokes. The stakes, of course, are up a lot more. There's a lot more going on, and it's really good. I had a couple of problems with it. One of them I can't talk about till, well, yeah, I guess it's a spoiler-y thing. But the other one, he makes a lot of jokes at the expense of the DCEU and the MCU, which a couple of them, cool, they're funny, they're awesome, but it seems like that's the one they just keep going back to, even more so than the jokes he makes about Ryan Reynolds. And some of them are hilarious. Other ones, it's like, okay, we get it. I mean, let's move it along. But those are really my only complaints. It's a wonderful movie. Do not take your children to see it. I beg you, I implore you, whatever word you want to use, don't take kids to go see it. It is not, despite what he says in the opening scene, it's not a family movie. Luckily when I saw it, there weren't any kids, but I saw some showings that had kids coming out and stuff, or kids going in, and it's not a kids movie. Sorry, it's not. Even Ryan Reynolds will say that it's not for kids. But if you're an adult and you enjoy humor and action and X-Men and all the things, it's totally for you. It's well acted. Everybody does a phenomenal job. And yeah, go see it. I give it probably maybe a 7 out of 10. Somewhere there, 6.5, 7 out of 10. That's putting Infinity War at like an 8.5 or a 9 out of 10. So it's good. Not as good as Infinity War, but still really good. So that's it for the spoiler-free one. So now it's a chance to hit pause or, you know, go see the movie and come back. So we're going to get into the spoilers in 3, 2, 1. All right. So aside from the X-Force people that we already talked about, they also brought in Zeitgeist and Vanisher. I was really excited because I loved Zeitgeist in the X-Force reboot, the one that would ultimately become X-Statix. He was awesome. And Vanisher, I thought it was an interesting choice because he's a really cool character. But if you've seen the movie, as you know, they all die. Everybody except Domino dies in a most of them horrific, gruesome way. And it was kind of funny because I really didn't expect them to kill off Terry Crews, especially. But it was good. And we found out Brad Pitt is the Vanisher. The cameos in this thing are ridiculous. You had James McAvoy, Nicholas Holt, Evan Peters, Ty Sheridan, Alexandra Shipp, and Cody Smith-McPhee all coming back as their X-Men characters. It was really neat. You had Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. It was archive footage, supposedly, but I don't know. You had the guy who plays a young David Howler on Legion show up. Alan Tudyk, Matt Damon, everybody showed up for this movie, and it was great. The big reveal, well, before we get to the big reveal, the other complaint I had about it, there's a scene where Deadpool tries to kill himself. It's the opening scene, but then it, you know, flashes back, and we eventually catch back up to it. And he gets blown in half, and as his legs are regrowing, he's sitting there on the couch next to Blind Al, and his head, the CG on it, is just atrocious, absolutely horrible. And enough that it took me out of the movie. But the rest of the movie is great. There's all sorts of fun things. Like I said, a lot of jokes. There's a Martha joke even that the whole theater laughed at. I felt like they went back to the Vanessa, the underwater bubble thing a few too many times. I think they did it 3 or 4 times, but it was okay. You know, I guess it worked. But aside from that, it was everything I wanted from a Deadpool 2 X-Force prequel type thing. Having the Juggernaut show up, and it's voiced and mocapped by Ryan Reynolds, so that's really cool. And be one of the big bads was really nice. I get why they underplayed Black Tom Cassidy, but, you know, I like him. He's cool. But they didn't. Everybody else was phenomenal. You know, Zazie Beetz, Ryan Reynolds. We've already talked about Josh Brolin. Everybody is great. The humor, like I said, if you don't mind, a lot of MCU and DCEU jokes. It's phenomenal. The ending was good. You know, anytime you use time travel, you always have that little magic button to get out of whatever you did. And they use it, but in a kind of touching way that makes sense. And it's a really nice Cable moment. And then the mid-credit scene where Deadpool goes back and does all his time shifting and sliding was one of the funniest moments of the film. I really enjoyed it. It was great. So let me know if you saw it and what you thought about it. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, make sure to hit that little subscribe button so you're getting all the shows, not just me, but also DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of good things going on all of those shows. It's a lot of fun. But that's going to be it for us. Thank you all so much for listening. Go see Deadpool. Have fun. Enjoy. Go see Infinity War again. Let's try and topple Avatar, because that would be great. But I'm Lance. That's it for me. Tune in next week when we talk about Street Fighter. Shoryuken. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my